Haynes locals made a comeback in the 47th Alcan 200 snow machine race Saturday. 24 riders competed in the run from the Haynes border to Desdiash and back. Half of them were Haynes residents, which organizers say is the highest local participation in about 10 years. First and second place overall went to two local snow machiners, Chris Brooks and Jack Smith Jr.
It's a rush. It's a total speed from one end to the other.
Haynes resident Sean McLaughlin was set up at the starting line Saturday morning with his Yamaha sled.
This will be my first time racing in probably 10 years.
So why'd you decide to do it after so long?
It's a father-son thing now. I used to do it. Now my son's old enough to do it, so we both got back into it. It's a father-son project.
It's also a family affair for Nicole Holm and her father, Shane Horton.
I've never raced at all. I've usually been on the volunteer crew helping with the start and finish, but I've never raced.
What motivated you to participate?
There's always been the guys pushing to get more women involved, and I told them at Calcutta last year they needed to get their wives and girlfriends, and they all turned around and said, yeah, starting with you. So I told them I'd run this year, and so I did.
How do I feel about her racing?
Yeah.
About time.
Ask him how many years he's raced.
How many years have you raced?
Snow machines, none.
Holm, Horton, and the McLaughlins are four of a dozen locals who competed this year. Race organizer Kathy Lapp with the Chilkat Snowburners says that's the most locals in a long time.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, it's nice to see people getting involved again. Most of the time it was all out of town. We had a few years, so it was no one local racing. So it's really nice.
Lapp thinks one reason more locals are participating is because they're realizing smaller snow machines can hold their own against bigger ones. That makes it more affordable to compete. And there's another incentive. The Uglies of Haynes is paying $200 toward every local resident's $350 entry fee. Gary Jacobson is the Uglies president.
Yeah, over the years, it was just, we're trying to keep the race going. And, you know, when there's only one local in the race, it's embarrassing is not the right word, but we wanted more participation with locals. It's our race. Let's get some locals in it.
Jacobson says a dozen is more than the Uglies anticipated, but they'll find a way to pay for it. On the flip side, there were a few less out-of-towners competing this year. Fairbanks resident Dan Dickerson was one of the dozen who did compete. This is his fifth Alcan race. Here's his advice for the newcomers.
You want to finish first, but first you want to finish, so work on the finish part.
After the morning race, riders had a chance to rest before the evening banquet where organizers announced the results. The strong local participation showed in the rankings. Haynes resident Chris Brooks won first place overall, with a total elapsed time of 1:23:14 and a speed of 111 miles per hour. Jack Smith Jr. came in second, and Fairbanks resident George Julian was third. Here's first place winner Brooks.
It wasn't the way I wanted to win. Jack had some problems. He led the whole way until about the last gas stop on the way back. Then he ran into some mechanical problems and had to slow down. But it was really fantastic being able to race with these guys.
Brooks says the road conditions were about average this year. Not great, but not terrible. He says it was fun to see more familiar faces competing. A dozen locals is the most he's seen in the 9 years he's ridden the Alcan. He says the best part of the race this year...
Being able to compete against Jack. That guy really knows his stuff, and to be, you know, just chasing the guy was pretty nice because he's a pretty savvy racer, and to get to battle against him there towards the end, even though it turned out that, you know, he had mechanical problems there, it still was really special to race against a guy that good.
Detailed race results can be seen on the Alcan 200 Facebook page. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.